Hi everyone, I'm Heather May Pustai and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 155. I'm Dave Chapman, and today we're talking about the very best apps and tools to boost your performance on social media. Get your app stores loaded up because we have quite a list of standalone Instagram apps for you today.
The trend of single-job standalone apps has brought a huge amount of power into the hands of social media marketers, and we can't wait to share our favorite picks with you today. Join us as we discuss how this trend has changed the game for social media, plus get your wish list started with a number of top apps for iOS and Android to help make your Instagram marketing shine even brighter.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. The trend of single-job standalone apps is not a new one. Whenever anything reaches the mass and scale of social networks, there's bound to be enterprising folks building tools to make the experience that much better. In fact, this is exactly how Buffer got its start 8 years ago, doing the single job of scheduling for Twitter.
That's right. So some of these tools might become the next Buffer. Well, we're probably getting ahead of ourselves. So for the moment, these tools do a wonderful job of just being themselves and delivering on the promise of a single superpower to help marketers and creators.
And people are way into them. Hoojicam, which makes your images look like they were taken with an old school throwaway camera, has been downloaded more than 16 million times. What we love about all these tools is that they do a single job well, and they make a significant impact for marketers at brands and businesses, whether it's helping to make content even better or if it's helping to save time in an overcommitted workflow.
As we run through our list of top apps, you'll see some from each bucket, content helpers and time savers, and you'll notice that many of the apps are Instagram related because that tends to be where the market is moving. All the apps we'll cover today are Instagram specific, so there are tons of great ones to choose from for Instagram, and you will find some neat options for Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest too with a search in the App Store.
So here we go with our first batch, photo editing apps. These are some of the most popular apps out there for social media, and they're loved by consumers and by marketing teams alike. I know I've used a couple on this list. You have two, right, Heather May?
Oh, I definitely have. There are some big names on this list. The first one that we want to highlight is going to be VSCO. That's V-S-C-O. Now, VSCO really stretches the definition of a standalone app. It is a fully functioning company on a huge growth trajectory, which is always cool to see. According to Crunchbase, VSCO makes $50 million per year from app sales and in-app purchases, which is unbelievable. The app itself is hugely powerful with features and makes a completely lovely experience. You can pretty much do any sort of photo editing you'd like, including filters, mosaics, you name it. VSCO has become really the gold standard for photo editing on an app.
That being said, there are plenty of other photo editing apps out there if you want something a bit different or a bit more lightweight. One of those is Hoojicam, which we mentioned just a minute ago. It's been downloaded more than 16 million times, which is amazing because the tool does just one thing. Add a lo-fi old-school photo filter to make your pictures look like they're vintage. Over has been one of our go-to photo apps for years. With Over, you can place text on top of any image you want. Picture like a Canva light. There are a ton of different typography, style, and color options to choose from.
When it comes to making collages and multi-photo layouts for Instagram, there are a lot of great options out there. One of our top picks is Instagram's own standalone app called Layout, where you can combine up to 9 images at once to create some really eye-catching layouts. This is one of my favorites. Snapspeed, which is made by the team at Google, has a host of powerful editing options, and one in particular adds a slightly different take on the editing process. So rather than editing the whole image, you can use a brush to apply effects to just the part that you want, which is really neat.
I love that detail and that control. Okay, there are a few other photo editors that we love to use, and truly there's no shortage of options out there if some of these don't suit your fancy. If you go to the App Store from your iPhone, you can see all the options in the photo and video category. And same with Android devices, you can find the photography category in the Google Play Store for all the options.
Here is a quick rundown of some of our other favorites. Carbon is a beautiful black and white photo editor to make beautiful black and white photos and effects. Facetune, ooh, this is a personal favorite, is one of the very best selfie editors. The retouching feature in Facetune works like magic. You've never looked better with this one. Glitch Art Studio has a huge number of different glitch effects you can apply to your photos. Darkroom and Afterlight are a couple big and powerful photo editors similar to VSCO and Snapseed. And if you're looking for a simple Instagram resizer, this is a great one when you are prepping your images to buffer or to post to your social. There are a lot of apps that will let you resize your image without cropping. Search for Square and Crop, but just watch the reviews because some of these apps make you jump through hoops to use them.
Okay, moving on to our next category of standalone apps, Instagram content and hashtag apps. One of the most popular categories for Instagram content apps is reposting apps. If you search your app store for repost, you'll see a number of different apps to do the same job. Regrammar is one of our favorites. We'll link to a couple of the others in the show notes too.
That's a great one, Dave. I get a lot of requests from customers that are curious about Buffer and if we have that functionality, and it's always fun to be able to direct them to some of those apps out there. One of the best use cases for these reposting apps is with user-generated content. You can use reposting apps like Regrammar to curate your images from your community, reshare them to your Instagram profile, and give the original poster all the credit. These apps make the whole process easy, and all you have to do is discover the content you want to share, and the app adds attribution for you in the caption text as well as the photo with a subtle tag in the corner.
Another popular Instagram content category is hashtags. Again, you'll find a huge number of options if you search hashtags in the app stores. Here are two of our favorites. First, we love Tagomatic. It's a super lightweight app, just 11 megabytes, that does its one job well, suggesting hashtags to use. All you need is to enter a word, and Tagomatic will give you a number of hashtag options to choose from. And one thing that Tagomatic does really well is surface trending hashtags that are popular right now.
Ooh, that's a good one. Another hashtag favorite is hashtag export for Instagram. This app is really quite robust with different suggestion algorithms to choose from, including a trending hashtag section and more. When you enter your desired hashtag and see the list of suggestions from Hashtag Expert, you can then pick and choose which ones to keep and then copy your new list to take straight into Instagram.
And when it comes to content on Instagram, we've spent some time building out some apps ourselves. We have a Stories Creator app that you can access from the web, and keep an eye out for a mobile version that's in the works too. We think these are going to be really helpful. Plus, you can plan your Instagram content through the Buffer mobile app, and you can triage your social media engagement, Instagram comments included, from our Reply app.
All right, this feels like a great place to take a breath and a quick music break. So we will be back in a moment with more app ideas.
So we've gone through a number of great photo and content apps for Instagram so far. Next, let's talk about another very popular category, Instagram video apps. We have a lot of great ones to choose from here too. Let's start off with a couple of native Instagram apps first, Boomerang and Hyperlapse.
I don't think I realized that Boomerang was a native app, and I love it. You might have seen these apps mentioned within the core Instagram experience too. You can use them in the Instagram app, or you can download the individual apps to build and create these special videos on their own. Boomerang allows you to create super short, looped videos that move forward, then backward, and then forward again. The effect is a little like a GIF with a rewind button. Boomerang's made for great bite-sized content and are a lot of fun for the creators and the followers alike. Hyperlapse lets you take time-lapse videos and has some neat stabilization options so that you can move and rearrange things without risking the quality of the video, which is really important. Time-lapse videos can make great storytelling content for events, meetups, you name it.
In addition to the apps that Instagram has made, there's a great standalone app from Apple as well called Clips. With a Clips video app, you can add filters, emojis, stickers, and more to your video. They even have 360-degree backgrounds. There's a lot of cool and fun customization you can add to your video with ease. We have a couple of other favorites that I'll touch on quickly. Giphy Cam by, you guessed it, the folks at Giphy. The Giphy Cam lets you record GIFs, which functions as a type of video on Instagram. You can add effects and stickers to make some really humorous and engaging content. If you use much GoPro footage on your Instagram account, then Quick by GoPro is going to save you a ton of time with editing. It's great for editing high-def GoPro videos, and we've even found it to be quite easy and useful for non-GoPro vids as well. And Crop Video Square Editor is a useful app for turning non-square video into just the right size for your Instagram feed. And apps like PicFlow and InShot can help turn a series of photos into a video slideshow in a snap.
Okay, moving on from the video apps, there are some quite neat analytics apps as well that give unique metrics that can help your marketing. A couple favorites are Command, which is a great app full of keen insights on how your Instagram content is performing. One of its best features is the chart that shows you the best time to post content to Instagram, and we also love the daily stats roundup of all the most essential metrics for your account.
And for something a bit more lightweight, you can check out Followmeter, which gives you stats about your Instagram followers. You get all the great demographic information you could want, but you can also see who is following you back, who your top followers are, and more.
Ooh, that one sounds fun. We are quite fond of Instagram analytics, and we're building it into a new tool ourselves. It's not a standalone mobile app yet, but if you're keen to give it a go, you can learn more over at buffer.com/analyze. We would love to chat with you, and feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions.
Okay, we're just about done with our rundown of top standalone Instagram apps. The last section we want to cover is Instagram story apps. There are a couple of great options here. One of the best is HypeType. As the name suggests, HypeType lets you create animated text that you can place on top of videos and photos. This can be particularly eye-catching in your stories content, both organic and paid. Moving pictures get people to stop and watch, and moving text catches the eye even more so.
Unfold is one of our top Instagram story design picks. The app has over 150 story templates to choose from, plus unique stickers and its own Unfold camera as well. You can create some really stunning visuals in Unfold without needing a full set of design skills.
The same goes for StoryArt, another Instagram stories design app. Like Unfold, StoryArt comes with a huge number of templates, plus a selection of covers and themes to choose from. Both apps come very highly rated in the app stores, and we think you'll get a ton of value from them.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag Buffer Podcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.